This is a Fox News alert. Case closed in South Carolina. On Lisa Brady, former attorney Alec Murdaugh sentenced to life in prison a day after he was convicted of killing his wife and youngest son.
Yesterday and today, justice has been served.
Mark Keel heads the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. The defense team had accused them of botching the investigation. Now Murdaugh is locked up for life.
Before announcing the sentence, Judge Clifton Newman reminded Murdaugh of his family's history in the very courthouse he was tried in.
A lawyer, a person from a respected family who has controlled justice in this community for over a century.
Pointing out that Murdaugh has argued cases before him in the past.
You've practiced law before me, and we've seen each other at various occasions throughout the years.
Murdaugh addressed the court, maintaining his innocence.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, an appeal is expected. A Vietnam veteran is at the White House right now, receiving the nation's highest military award for valor, the Medal of Honor, decades after the paperwork for it was first submitted and lost twice. One fellow soldier suspects they were thrown away because Green Beret Colonel Paris Davis was one of the first black special operations leaders in the U.S.
But the Green Berets, like our country then, weren't free from discrimination either. People pull Paris aside to warn him. Are you sure you want to join? There aren't a lot of people like you, look like you in this outfit.
President Biden detailing Davis's fight to thwart the capture of three American soldiers while suffering from multiple gunshot and grenade wounds himself. His two grandsons attending the White House ceremony with him. Just getting word of a deadly fire in Indonesia's capital at a fuel storage depot. At least 14 killed. Thousands evacuating a nearby neighborhood. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Florida gang member is facing murder charges, suspected of bragging about the crime in a song.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd announcing murder charges against 19-year-old LaDarian Chandler, who he says isn't much of a rapper, but who allegedly wrote a rap song that details the December shooting of 33-year-old John Bang Bang McGee, who died weeks later.
He not only makes him a rap video about shooting somebody, he admits shooting the guy in the back. I'm a coward rapper. That's what I am.
Chandler, who has a long rap sheet, was on probation at the time of the shooting and allegedly shot McGee, who was just released from prison because McGee looked at him funny. We're told the two men were known gang members and rivals. Chandler is now locked up without bond and awaiting trial.
Fox's Jeff Panasso. A Wisconsin congressman says he will seek a sixth term, which will break a pledge not to serve more than a decade in Congress. Republican Glenn Grothman telling reporters a more conservative president is needed to accomplish much of his proposed agenda. The head of Wisconsin's Democratic Party says it's no real surprise for Grothman's term limit pledge to be broken. Ripple effects expected as Amazon taps the brakes on a new headquarters.
An Amazon real estate executive is confirming to Bloomberg that the company is pausing construction on its second headquarters near Washington, D.C. It pledged to hire 25,000 workers by 2030 and spend $2.5 billion. $1 billion. A first phase of the campus is nearing completion and will be occupied in June. The construction pause will impact developers, construction workers, and other businesses counting on serving thousands of Amazon workers. Amazon is dealing with job cuts and the impact of remote work on the need for office space.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. An extended rally on Wall Street. The Dow's up 244 points. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.